With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. 71-year-old Bob Martin knows what it feels like to need a loving home. He was born in Boston and lived in several foster homes before the age of five, when the state of Massachusetts then placed him in an orphanage called the Home for Little Wanderers. He tells of routinely being lined up with other children when potential adoptive parents would visit, yearning to be picked for adoption.
And then the young couple were looking for a little boy, and they jerked me out of there. And he was a young FBI agent. He immediately got transferred to Los Alamos. And so that's where I grew up. I graduated from high school in 65, went to NMMI for a couple of years, and then off to the Army in Vietnam. Went back to school at Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas, while I worked as a cop there.
From police work in Texas, Martin had a long career as a federal investigator in Los Alamos, retiring several years ago. He wanted to volunteer to help kids improve their reading skills, but then he saw an ad for CASA, that's court-appointed special advocates, adults who advocate for abused and severely neglected kids, and he applied.
And so I'm going on my third year as a CASA. And, you know, it's probably one of the most fulfilling things I've done in my life. It's very simple. These are kids that need help, and I have time, and I know what they're going through because I went through it. So I figured I had something to give, and at the current time, I'm overseeing five kids on two different cases.
Court-appointed special advocates volunteer in every judicial district in New Mexico, and they undergo background checks before getting access to confidential reports about the cases of the foster children they get to know. More on the work CASAs do tomorrow. With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.